No worries. Thank you very much. So we
you want to talk?
So I'm starting with the background. So we have worked for the LGR2 for different languages, and we have already finalized the LGR1 table, and we are in process of preparing document for universal acceptance. We have shared number of documents with the USG, and we were planning for creating test bed for across different countries. So Abdul Munim has shared a document with all of the group, and we have received some feedback from the group. So I would request Abdul Munim to please update the group on this test bed initiative.
Thank you, Dr. Ahmed. This is Abdul Munim for the record. Regards to test bed environment, you may know that we have a big event here for frequencies and for the telecom regulator issues here in Egypt called WRC. Most of our engineers and the manager are in this event. So I'm waiting just for confirmation email from one of the manager of IT to publish this three test bed environment. Maybe the next few days it will be published online, and I will get the volunteers to gain access to this environment and start working on this. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Can you
hear me?
I can hear you, Abdul.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So actually, I requested ICANN to list down all the expectations they want from TFA IDN so that we can discuss, and we can produce the work as per their desires. So I have just received email from Bahar. So I will go through it, and I will share the details with you people. So mainly the crux are that ICANN desires us to mostly work on the universal acceptance rather than the LGR, because they don't think that the LGR to work for different languages is has acceptance from the registries of that countries. So if it is not acceptable by that registry, so it's not feasible for us to work for the LGR2. So so we need to focus mainly on the universal acceptance. And for the universal acceptance, they want us to create national level plans so that we can create our national infrastructure ready for the universal acceptance. So in that regard, we need to update our document according to the requirement from the ICANN. So if Abdul Munim, you are very much prepared, you have done a lot of work for the universal acceptance, you are the universal acceptance ambassador. So would it be possible to share what you are doing with different department in Egypt so that we can discuss and we can work further within different countries like in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, Iran, and Morocco, and Tunisia, wherever possible?
Yes, Dr. Ahmed. Before my answer to your question, I have to say an important issue. There are a lot of work that could be done from TFIDN to universal acceptance. The latest issues raised at the technology group, the technology work group of UOSG, they are talking about the use cases document. They wanted to update the use cases, the test cases document. You remember we prepared for this. We prepared this document, I think, 1 year and a half before. You remember this?
Yeah, exactly. I remember.
Yes. So I told them there are a lot of issues related to Arabic script as a whole, and this test case should be updated, and we as EFIDN should be involved as experts in updating this document again, and the document published at UOSG website for test case should be updated, and they accepted my offer for this. And they asked me they will create a group for modifying these test cases. So TFIDN member should be there for this document. Okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. This is the latest thing I know about the activities from TFIDN to UOSG. For what I am doing here in activities related to universal acceptance, today I just maybe 2 hours before, I went to the responsible department for the MSIT, the Ministry of Communication website, in order to talk to her about the universal acceptance and how to make our website of the ministry to be universally accepted. Why I am going for MSIT, the ministry website first. I think it is we will gain only benefit 10%, but why I am looking for this 10%, I have to go for the interactive websites that have communication through emails, like electronic government, traffic violence systems, news applications that send emails about the news to the customers, something like this. But how could I go to these interactive websites developers without saying that our website as a ministry or regulator is universally accepted? So I went to her today. I talked to her about this issue, and they promised me that I will have a meeting with the developers of this website to make it universally accepted. And also they said to me that all publication that will be released from the Ministry of Communication will not have only MSIT.gov.eg, will also contain the IDN domain name of the ministry. This is the second thing. This is for government. And also I sent to Dr. Sarmad list of 10 websites related to the government, related to the Ministry of Communication here in Egypt, maybe ITI, ETIDA, and Post and the Postal website, to make some readiness evaluation of this website. And after that, I will go to the developer and IT manager of this website and talk to them about universal acceptance and share with them the report that may affect the business of this application to be universally accepted online and gain a lot of users to use this application. Also, I am preparing for some academia hackathon. There is 2 types of hackathon. The first hackathon will be in February. I will invite one of the experts of UOSG, Ayuno Dushan from Serbia. He will be invited again for this UA hackathon. It will be for all universities here in Egypt. And after this hackathon, there will be another hackathon for open source students here in Egypt. It will be in hackathon as well. And for government, more engagement with the government. I still thinking about how to encourage them to be engaged with universal acceptance, but I will find a solution. And yeah, I'm still working for the government issues. I think this is all from me for about my activity. Oh, this is the last thing. maybe you know that we offer one day training for universal acceptance for the information technology student here in Egypt. There may be around 15 days, 15 training days for universal acceptance in different cities, one day in each city to teach the graduate engineers about the topic of universal acceptance and of course IDN and AI and universal acceptance and what are the issues for universal acceptance. And of course, I should encourage them to be persistent in our local initiative, as I think they are our local stakeholder for academia that should be engaged with our activities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Abdulmaneem. I completely understand. So I have a couple of questions. First question is that how many number of people are required from the TF-IDN to universal acceptance? I assume that around 5 to 6 persons are already engaged with USG in different groups. So we need to know how many people should be enough to engage with the UASG. So this is first question. The second question is, how many government site you have registered in Arabic in Egypt?
Okay, Dr. Ahmed, thank you for your question. The first question about the number of TF-IDN members for UAE work groups, I think it is not by number, it is not by half. Most of what I see, maybe I am wrong. I attended 75% of the meetings of the work group. I didn't see anyone from TF-IDN. Sorry for saying this. That is why
I understand. I have not attended during last week, but I used to attend and I observed that Ziad and Nabil are there, and you are also very active part of those meetings. So we basically are attending, but I understand we have different issues locally. So I have observed that they were in process of creating some initial documents, so and creating for the leadership. So most of the people from the TF-IDN were not interested in that leadership role that that was taking part in the those meetings. So they have not attended because of the they are not interested in those roles. So other than that, we are attending, a lot of people are attending from the TF-IDN. So we need to actually confirm what are the expectations. So I will discuss with them, and we will take appropriate action in that. And regarding the government website in Arabic, do you have all government site, they have Arabic version, or still there are number of site which are not registered with the .masr?
Yes, I will answer this. Before I answer the second question, we as TF-IDN are not looking for a USG leadership role. We are looking for the issues related to Arabic script. This is the first point. The second point that I don't want to have UAG to publish a document, and after some time, if we as TF-IDN review this document, no, we have objection and a lot of things here. It is not applied for Arabic. It is not relevant for Arabic language. or for Arabic script. I don't want to have this. So from the start point, we have an objection about this. This document should be updated. Representative of us should be there. Maybe we can select, for example, X from volunteers from TFIDL. You are interested in technology work group, so please attend all the meeting and every webinar meeting for TFIDL, please knowledge transfer. Another one, why attend another in another work group, knowledge transfer. This is what I am looking for the benefit of TFIDL and for the benefit of our work and our future work. First part. So second part about your question about how many domain names used by the government for Arabic language. Actually, I unfortunately, we have, you may say that 300 domain names for the government, for government department here in Egypt. But I don't think there is, there is no one use the Arabic domain name. So that is why when I am talking to Bahar, I will say to him that I don't want to talk about universal acceptance only. I should talk about IDN, EI, and the universal acceptance. Yeah, that is for me for this answer. Sorry for that.
Yeah, thank you very much for both the answers. I understand we do not have as much acceptance as we were expecting in our region. And if you have very low acceptance in the Egypt, where people are basically communicating with each other in the Arabic language, then you can consider
Dr. Ahmed.
Pakistan.
There is a wisdom here in Egypt said that away from your eyes, away from your heart. So if the publication, the brochures for the ministry only contain the domain name in English, yeah, so it is near to my heart to use English domain name. So as they said today, they will use the English one and the Arabic domain name. So it will be all the time beside my eye. So it will be in my heart. So this is the first thing. We should make a defensive awareness session about IDN, EI, and universal acceptance. Okay. And this is the main goal, I say, one of the goals of the local initiative. Yes?
Yeah. And now coming to local initiative. So what you have discussed with Dr. Sarmad and how we need to create a test bed. Do we need to create test bed in different countries and ask them to test these applications in their environment? Or we need to create the test bed within the TFIDN and then we go back to those organizations and say that look, we have already worked on this and you can also test your application in this environment. So we have created the environment for you for your ease. So you can work on it. So what are your suggestion or what are basically your output of the discussion with Dr. Sarmad?
Thank you, Dr. Dr. Ahmed. This is a good question. So let me say that I did many EI workshops. So the participant need to see, to look and feel how this EI environment works. Is it working really? It is doable? How could I do that without having a testing environment to allow this participant to use this mail boxes, Unicode mail boxes, and send and receive emails? How could I go to one of the government organization here and ask them to use EI address? So what is the EI address? If I don't have EI address, if I don't have a training material, training certificate for EI address, so I am looking for nothing. So it is important to have certificate system. Me, for example, Dr. Ahmed in Pakistan, you wanted to talk to your colleague about EI. So where is your EI address? We wanted to see how EI environment work. We wanted to send and receive emails from EI system. So it is important to have distributed system. I hope I answered your question.
Confirm my stance actually, which I am taking, that we need to create a testbed and we need to create a showpiece that look, we have already done our work and you can easily work for that. Instead of saying that you need to work EAI and they don't understand what is EAI and how to proceed for the test. So my perception is that we need to create a test bed within the TF-IDN, and then after the success, we can show this to different organizations in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, and in Pakistan that we have already tested. So you can test within your environment. So this is the thing I was arguing with ICANN for the last couple of months, that one way is going to request them to test, but without any application, if you will request, they can't do anything. But if you have a tested environment and you can prove and you can actually guide them, then they will be happy to test in their environment, and then they will be able to do that. So we need to proceed for creating a test bed within the TF-IDN, and you can start with the Arabic, and we can start for the Urdu in Pakistan. And at the same time, we can actually work on the Pashto as well.
No problem, Dr. Ahmed, about this. But we have to know that it is very important to have this testbed system for whatever the language we will use. And there is an important thing also that we will use open source softwares, free softwares. We want to go for the EI providers like Exygen, like ThruWave, like blah, 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 to buy some softwares and use it. Most of the governments don't want to pay any money for something new. So we should encourage them to use open source, and it is doable by open source to have EI environment for your employees.
Yeah, actually, we can't use other than the open source. We have to rely on the open source, because no company in Pakistan is running their business and having their email clients. They are operating from somewhere else, and I don't think same is the case. I think same is the case with the Egypt and other countries. No. They don't have a local company which is working in the email client and having they have already worked on the Arabic language. So we mainly need to focus on the open source, and USG has different group. One of the group is to outreach to those companies, so we can outreach to those companies through the USG subgroup instead of going through the TF-IDN, because we do not have direct links with those companies, and it would be good to move along with the USG rather than through the TF-IDN. This is my perception, and you can disagree or agree with that.
So, yes. agree. What I need exactly from this local initiative, we don't have to wait a lot for the inputs from TFI then. I don't want to lose the financial year. As for me, for Egypt, I want to push. I want to organize events here. I want to proceed according to the plan. So if you are waiting another 15 days till the next meeting, we will waste a lot of time. So we could, for example, proceed. I don't know how to submit this document to UEG without adding our financial estimation.
Preparation of a document is not the issue. I was actually looking for the icon response. So I will update that document. I will include the financial impact and we'll discuss with you, and then we can discuss during the next conference call with all the group. And soon after that, if there is any feedback, we can include, and we can submit to ICANN by the next conference call.
Okay, no problem. By the way, I will start as a plan according to my suggestions.
I will update that plan according to the recommendation from the TF from the ICANN.
So. Of course.
The purpose is that we were going in some other direction, and ICANN doesn't want us to go in that direction. So we need to align our work according to the expectation of ICANN. So that's why I kept silent on this document. I made some amendments in the document, but I didn't change its structure. So I will update according to the email from the ICANN. So now we can proceed for that.
Yes, cool. Dr. Ahmed, I have a question for you, please.
Please.
How could we have more volunteers from Ministry of Communication in Pakistan and more volunteers from the Regulator of Pakistan? I think they will help a lot for our local initiatives, and will have a lot of hand inside the government of Pakistan. How can we have this?
It's a very good question. In fact, I interacted with the Kashif. You have already met during your workshop in NTC. They are actually managing Dart Pakistan. He is actually part of TFIDN, but he is not willing to come here. I discussed with him regarding the local initiative, and he was also willing to work with us on this, but he is not here, so I cannot promise further that he. I can convince him to attend calls. We can go there, and they can help us out. But we cannot expect that they will come to our join our calls and will participate actively. So they are actually from the government. You have luckily you have a different type of government environment, but we have very. State way of doing government jobs, so they are actually following that sort of government infrastructure. They are following instructions from their superiors. If they don't get green signal, they don't do for that. So probably they are not allowed to join these calls. They are. That's why they are restricted to their job internally to handle Dart Pakistan. So I can actually go there for creating email addresses in Dart Pakistan and some IDN domain names, and they can help us out but I don't expect that they will help in creating the test bed. We have to create our test bed at our own.
Excellent. Sorry, Mr. Anam, your hand is up since a long time. If Dr. Ahmed have in mind to proceed, sorry.
Thank you, Abdul Mumin. Actually, I was thinking that it is some kind of a dialogue between two guys, one from Egypt and one from Pakistan. So, yeah, it is interesting. But actually, in your document, which I have seen earlier, I can see that actually there are two focal countries, which are Egypt and Pakistan, in which the according to your document, the local initiatives will be conducted. And according to my perception, three languages will be conducted as for testing. One is Arabic and two from Pakistan, that is Urdu and Pashto. So my first question is from Ahmed. What initiatives and what activities he foresee in Pakistan, some activities are under work in Egypt. Are these activities in parallel to each other, or essentially these activities are different from one another?
First of all, please accept my apologies for over-engaging with Abdul Manim, and I understand that other members need to participate in the discussion. And now coming to your question, I was discussing the same with the Abdul Manim. Actually, we Abdul Manim has volunteered to create virtual machines for Arabic language email addresses, and then we need to create two virtual machines at Pakistan, one for the Urdu and second for the Pashto, and we will request actually NTC to allocate some of the some of the IDN domain names to TFA IDN, and we can create our email addresses in that IDN, and then we can test whether these email addresses emails can communicate with other email within the country or and across the country. So purpose is to when I was initially planning for that, my purpose was to create with all three test bed within one room, so that we can create, we can test, and then we can expand our work to some other networks and then to some other countries. But ICANN was not agree somehow on this, because it was possible in the face-to-face meeting, but they are not convinced enough to arrange a face-to-face meeting. So we have to rethink on our plan. So if we are looking for to test two languages within Pakistan, we need to actually test first of all within our own network. Then we can manage the DNS within our network. Then we need to engage NTC in Pakistan. So if their network is also ready, then we can send email in to Abdul Munim, who will be working in Arabic, and we need to test whether domain name from the Urdu are going exactly in the same way as we want to into the Arabic email address. So this is the plan. So if you have further question, I'm ready to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Ahmed. It is good to hear about all the foreseen activities. Yeah, and I will be happy to help you anyway, if possible. I have another question from Abdul Monim. From his discussion, I think that there is a poor response from Egypt. Am I right? And my second question is, what do you think about the measures to overcome this poor response from general public, from government agencies, from other stakeholders? Is there a lack of awareness, or is there some kind of lack of utility in us, so they don't think that it is not applicable in their daily life to use UA?
Shall I answer, Abdul Munim, or you will?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, actually, issue is that when the IDN domain names were allocated, the people initially took that domain name, and after some time, the registration were getting very low. So when we asked the, especially for the countries where Arabic is the primary language, like Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Tunisia, they have primary Arabic language, but and they were getting the IDN in the, Arabic language. Even then, they have a very low response. So one of the reason behind that, which I discussed with different people in our region, that there was the unavailability of the email in the IDN. So it was not actually tested with IDNs. So we are working on that to create, to facilitate with the availability of the email, though it is available in some of the application, but we need to work further for the availability in almost all of the applications, so that they can have a complete package for that. Like if a company A want to have IDN email address, and they do not have email domain name in IDN, but they do not have IDN email, then it is a useless domain name for them. They can register for it and can hold for some time, but they cannot actually use it for their commercial activities. So after the testing of and availability of email addresses, we hope that that the response will increase. This is the one response. The second response, you are very right. There may be some awareness issues, and we need to create awareness for that. And after that, there were some other issues, like if you are literate in English, and you are used to correspond with the international community in English, then you feel more comfort in using the English domain name rather than the Arabic script domain names. So these are the difficulties which we are overcoming due to our work. So we hope after testing these email, we can have very good response from the community for the IDN emails. And in Pakistan, we have a different scenario in Pakistan, in Tunis and the Morocco. We have official language as a English and French, and we used to work for the English or French languages rather than the Urdu or Arabic, and people are more comfortable with those languages. And the educated people prefer to use English rather than the their own language. So when the internet will flourish and the people from the madrasas will join internet, they will be the actually users of this IDN and IDN EAI. Hope I have answered.
Thank you, Ahmad. My second question, which is a smaller question from both of you, is that what do you know about the community responses from other communities other than Arabic script languages? I mean, is there they are also facing the same situation as we are, or that is some different situation?
Yeah, actually, Chinese are more inclined towards the IDN. So Chinese are the number one, then Russia, and then the Germany. And after that, they have they do not have as good response as they were expecting. And Abdul Minim has the more visibility as he is communicating with other language communities. So Abdul Munim, can you explain?
Yes, I agree with you that China, Russia, and I don't think Germany, I don't know. But for Russia, I think they have 50% of the population have email EI address and ASCII address at the same time. This is a huge number. For China, I think they prefer to use the Chinese email address, but I have some one concern about Chinese email EI address that I think they are writing English and the machine, the notepad, for example, will translate these English letters to another Chinese graphs, something like this. So I don't think this is EI address as my expectation. And here for Egypt, we have lack of awareness, as that is why we add a lot of awareness here in intensive sessions inside the local initiative for government and for academia. That is
off. Yeah, and in case of Pakistan, Ministry of IT has allocated this domain name to NTC, but they have not publicly launched it. They have soft launch for it, but they have not publicly announced that we have the .Pakistan domain name. And that's why they do not have any registration for that. So first step is to make the availability of the IDN domain name. So in case of Pakistan, this is another issue. But in different countries like Egypt, they have already established their infrastructure. They have announced they are registering their domain names. They have different issues, but we have different issues. So it actually varies from region to region.
You know, also
thank you, Ahmad.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Ahmad, also that Iraq is a great area for EI addresses.
Yeah, I understand, but they are actually using the Arabic
For domain names. No, I don't. They have also they need intensive awareness session as well, but they prefer to use Arabic language and understand well Arabic rather than English. So this area is a green area for EI addresses.
Yeah. So you have some person from the Iraq in your contact, so we can request them to work with us.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So
also,
how could we
please go ahead.
Could TFIDN have some cooperation? There should be some cooperation between TFIDN and ALAC at large advisory committee that have a lot of volunteers from different regions combined in this ALAC. So we could have our volunteers from there for universal acceptance for our region.
Yeah, actually, if you remember, we have written email to a number of people in different regions, but we have not received a response, especially if we talking about the language. You have actually worked for, with them in the African communities, but we were not able to get a good response. So similar, same is the case with other regions. So what we can get a good response from our own region, other than this region, we will not be able to get good response. So like if someone has expertise in the Arabic, so they actually work for the community and they are representing their community. If someone like some person from Iran or from Pakistan or Egypt is working in Canada or in UK, but he is not interested to represent his community, there are some exceptions like Sayaz Azai, who is working with us, and he's originally from Afghanistan and he has just migrated to Canada. But other than him, we have not received a good response. I have seen number of people who were very active in local communities, but when they migrated, their priorities were changed and they were not volunteering, they were not able to volunteer for that particular activity. So I don't think we can get a good response, but we can write to them. No harm in outreaching to those people. We can generate a request and then we can see what is the response. So, Inam, we have discussed a lot about the universal acceptance, and we actually have not finalized the Sindhi language. So, have you reviewed that Sindhi language which was submitted by Dr. Tariq Somro?
Thank you, Ahmad. Yes, I reviewed that document, but unfortunately, I have not been able to talk to Dr. Somro, which I would like to make a contact with him through phone and discuss some minor issues in his document, so that he should be able to finalize the document. Yes, there are minor issues, and now I think it is close to completion. The document is close to completion, and internally I would like to get it reviewed by Dr. Sarmat before we could share it with our larger TFIDN community.
Thank you very much. Actually, it was communicated to TFIDN, but within this community, but we have not able to get good response even for both the Sindhi and the Javi language. So we actually got some response for the Javi language from Saudi Arabia, but there was no response for the Sindhi language, maybe because of the complexity or number of code points in the Sindhi language.
Okay, no issue. Actually, I had my input initially, And Dr. Sarmot, Dr. Somro, he then made some major changes in the document. And after that, I think the document is close to completion. I would like to have a phone call with him. Soon I will make my input and in an email. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Inam. It will help us finalizing Sindhi and Javi languages. Thank you for your cooperation. And thank you, Abdul Munim, for all your energies and your cooperation for the TF-IDN. So we are running short of time. So if we have further questions, we can discuss. Otherwise, we can close the call.
Thank you very much, Inam,
Fahad, and Inam.
Thank you, Dr. Raj.
Bye.